Morning Watch, The Grace of God and the Economy of God, Week 3. The Believer's Experience of the Grace of God and the Economy of God, Consummating in the Church as the Organic Body of Christ. Monday, Related Verses. Revelations 22, verse 21. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 12. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in singleness and sincerity of God, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world and more abundantly toward you. Hebrews 4, verses 15 through 16. For we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all respects like us, yet without sin. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. 1 John 2, verses 20 and 27. And you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know. Verse 27. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. And you have no need that anyone teach you, but as his anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. Philippians 4, verse 23. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. 1 Timothy 1, verse 9. And knows this, that the law is not enacted for a righteous man, but for the lawless and unruly, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and those who strike their mothers for murderers. Related reading. The grace is with us at the beginning of the book of Revelation, and this same grace is mentioned at the end of this book. Thus, grace is not only the end of the book of Revelation, but also the end of the entire Bible. Many Bible readers know and can recite the first sentence of the Bible, but not many know the concluding word of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth is objective to us, but the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints is subjective to us. We have to pray read this concluding verse of the Bible. The grace of the Lord must be with each one of us in every aspect of our daily life because we are saints. This grace consummates in the New Jerusalem as a consummation of God's good pleasure in joining and mingling himself with man for his glorious enlargement and eternal expression. The New Testament believers living under the grace and God's economy is a total living of experiencing the process trying God as grace. It is not a matter of what to do, that is not a total living. A total living means that my entire living is a living of the triune God processed to be grace in me. A total living means that 24 hours a day, whether I'm awake or asleep, I take the triune God as my life and my person. I follow his move, I move with him. Two spirits become one spirit, two lives live together, and two natures are mingled together. This is the total living of experiencing the triune God as grace. A total living is not the living concerning right and wrong, good and evil, or anything else, but the living of a living person. The living of this living person is the mingled living of the process-trying God with the tripartite, transformed man. Thus, God becomes our grace, and we live in this grace. This is the grace referred to in the New Testament. Our experience of the grace in God's economy is a mutual living of the process-trying God and us joined together, taking him as our life and person. He initiates and we follow. He and we move together to live out a certain condition, which is called an organism, to express God himself. The process-trying God who has been consummated as an all-inclusive, life-giving, compound, and indwelling spirit becomes the Spirit of Grace. In the New Testament age, the Spirit of Grace dispenses the triune God into the believers as grace. Since the Spirit of Grace dispenses the triune God into us to be our grace, our Christian life is essentially a life of having God as our grace. Both essentially and economically, that is, both in their living and in their moving, the believer's living and work by the Spirit is experience and enjoyment of the pneumatic Christ, the embodiment of the triune God as grace. The holy anointing oil in Exodus 30, verses 22 through 25, is a fragrant oil, olive oil compounded with four kinds of spices. This is a type of the compound Spirit in whom are the Father and the Son, with His all-inclusive death, His human living, His resurrection, and His ascension. Now the compound Spirit is moving within us daily as the anointing that we may enjoy the process trying God as grace. This is the life that we Christians should have today.